morning. Have you ever noticed that you can read the personality of a car driver by the way they drive their car? No, I haven't lost my marbles. Let me give you a few examples. You're behind a slow-moving vehicle. Each time this person turns a corner, his body swings in that direction, as if willing the car to go round the corner. It might be a fair guess to say that this individual is a little bit fearful and tentative in life and doesn't want to take risks. Or you're on the A78 in the outside lane overtaking a vehicle. Behind you in the same lane you see a car speeding right up to your boot. The driver is flashing her lights, tooting her horn and making interesting hand signals. She definitely is not pleased that you are holding her up as she sees it. Would it be a fair guess to suggest that this lady is somewhat impatient and inconsiderate of other road users and of people in general? Mind you, it's not just on the road that we read people, but in everyday life too. As we see how people act, we read their personalities, how they deal with others, and maybe even their moral views on life. Similarly, people read us, our actions and our attitudes. Jesus said that we should be salt and light. By this he was saying that our life should produce good, worthwhile actions, which will be seen in a positive light by others. May we all, with God's help, learn to live good, wholesome lives.